The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Calculating local property tax, self-assessed returns, the wage subsidy tax bill, medical expenses. As October draws to a close, thoughts turn to all things tax-related. And to help us navigate what can seem like a bit of a minefield, I'm joined now on the line by Revenue Spokesperson Sinead Sweeney. Sinead, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And if our listeners have questions, they can text them to us now on 53106. Now, let's talk about, I suppose, the biggest individual expense in terms of a separate tax bill, and that's the property tax. The deadline for determining the value of your property is looming, and the deadline by which you have to tell the revenue about it is just a few days later.
Certainly. So, I suppose, Pat, the tax return deadline for the local property tax is the 7th of November. So what we would ideally like to see is where people would come in before the 7th of November. And there are, I suppose, essentially three things that they need to do. So the first thing is they need to determine the current market value of their property so that they can then identify the correct valuation band that applies to their property. Then they need to submit their local property tax return to revenue by the 7th of November. And then thirdly, when you submit your return, you then decide how you will pay your local property tax for 2022. So they're the three critical steps that we would like people to take in advance of the 7th of November.
Now, let's talk about current valuation. You have a kind of a ready reckoner to help people on your website.
We do. We have an online valuation tool which is available on the Revenue website, and this will assist them in determining the value of their property. And they can simply type in their error code or address and then use the interactive map from there to view the indicative valuation band for properties in their area. Alternatively, then, they could use other information sources like the Property Price Register, which is available online, or check out the property pages in the local or national papers, or, you know, take a look in the window of the estate agents and get a comparison in terms of similar properties for sale.
Yeah. Now, if you use the revenues tool and it tells you that your property's worth, say, €600,000, and you just put that in, if that's below what turns out to be market value or what the revenue might assess to be market value, or if it's above what the revenue might assess to be market value, or which the market might decide in the next few months was market value if the house next door sold, what then?
Well, I suppose we will certainly review values, and if we identify that there are issues, we'll be in contact with the individuals concerned. But in general, the tool has been designed to be able to determine the value of the property as best, taking into consideration market factors, and properties within that local area. So there's always an opportunity to come back and have it amended if needs be, or if we need to contact the individual, we'll do that.
So, for example, if the house next door sold for €100,000 less than they were looking for it, and that's the value that you put on your house, could you go back to the revenue, say, next January and say, by the way, I told you my house was worth €600,000, but it's only worth five?
Well, we'd have to look at those on a case-by-case basis, Pat. So that would be something, you know, for the individual to come to us, and we could certainly have a look at this situation then. There's many different factors why a house might be €100,000 more than the house next door, you know. So that's something that we'd have to consider, and certainly we'd be happy to engage with the individuals on that.
Now, the way in which you decide to pay it, what options are there?
So you can pay by using the online portal. You can also set up a direct debit, and you can set up through the bank. So there's a variety of options there, and everything is detailed very clearly, both on if somebody has received their reminder notice from us. That'll have gone into their My Account on revenue.ie, and it sets out quite clearly the steps in terms of how to actually pay the LPT.
And can you pay it on the drip over a 12-month period?
Yeah, there is a facility for an amount to be deducted. So again, Pat, each individual's circumstances might be different, so there are options available there.
Now, how many years will this be fixed for?
So this is until 2025, Pat.
2025. So whatever you decide this year, you don't have to do this every year until 2025. Maybe in 2025 you might have to do it again, but this is the only time you have to put a valuation on your property.
Yeah, so it'll revert back then to the way it has been since the property tax came about, where you'll simply get your notification of whatever the price brand that your property is in.
Now, a couple of questions coming in immediately from our listeners on this. We haven't received a property tax letter yet. What do we do?
If they're registered on My Account, it's possibly in their My Account, My Documents section of My Account, so they need to check that. Other than that, then, we do have an LPT helpline, and I can give you the number for that part now. And they'll be able to contact us there, or they can send us, again, if they're online, they can send us a My Inquiry, which is our online secure communication system, Pat. So the LPT number is 01-7383626.
Okay, 7383626. It's an 01 number, 7383626. Now, next question. I've always paid my house tax, but the band advice for my area on the revenue site is lower than what I pay. Can I therefore lower the value of the property tax which is due?
Well, again, every individual needs to, you know, make sure that they are taking into consideration the various factors that I've outlined. And, you know, it is a self-assessment tax, so they do need to, you know, make sure that they're fulfilling their tax obligations and that they're entering the correct value. So if they feel that the band that they've been given is too low compared to the values maybe of the house prices in the area, then they should select the next band.
Now, isn't it true, because I heard some of the politicians say this, that some people's property tax might go down anyway?
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah, there's always valuation fluctuations in areas for one reason or another, so that's quite possible as well.
Next question from a listener. I filled in the self-assessment form yesterday, but the final payment by credit card section didn't work. It stalled. How do I pay it now? I think the return itself was filed.
Yeah, so the return will have been filed, and if they go back on, they should be able to make the payment. And if not, then if they're having some difficulty, they can contact us on that helpline number that I've given you.
Okay, which is Dublin 7383626. We'll move on to people working from home. There are certain allowances. How do people go about claiming these allowances? Because if they need the help of an accountant, the money they'd get back would be less than the amount they might have to pay an accountant to claim it.
Absolutely. So, Pat, it's a very simple process, and what I'd be encouraging people to do is to register on My Account and to make sure that they have access to the online services portal. And I suppose the remote working relief in itself, for some employees, employers have been paying them up to 320 per day for working from home. Where the employee is not in receipt of that amount, then they can claim the remote working relief on their income tax return at the end of the year. And for 2020 then, a tax deduction can be claimed in respect of 10% of the cost of the electricity and heat incurred and 30% of the cost of the broadband that they have incurred. Yeah. And that's apportioned then, Pat, based on the number of days that they've worked from home. So the process is really no different from claiming any other tax credits like that people would do normally at the end of the year, such as health expenses. So they'll go online. They will need to have their utility bills, and they'll need to be able to, take the totals, work out then just the number of days that they've worked from home. And then within the online system, there's a calculation that works out what the person is actually due. So it's all there online. It's very straightforward. There are, instructions on our revenue website, with additional details there and some screenshots of how it looks.
Okay.
So it would be advisable to go on and have a look there. But it's very straightforward, Pat, and certainly it doesn't require an accountant to actually make that claim.
Okay.
It's the same as if you were making a health expenses claim at the end of the year. But you will need to have your receipts or your bills, or you know, they might be online. You can upload all of those on the receipts tracker, and if people want to start doing that now, they can. The receipts tracker will be able to take their utility bills, take pictures of their utility bills, maybe on their phone, upload it onto their My Account, My Documents section, and then when they actually go to make a claim, the income tax return will be pre-populated with the amount they have actually already uploaded. So that simplifies the process again for them, Pat.
I don't know whether you've done kind of sample calculations, but suppose you worked for 200 days at home and your employer paid you 320 a day, that'd be €640. Would you get that much from doing the deductions on your broadband and your heat and your light and all
that? No, you won't, Pat. You won't, because, I mean, if you look at the average broadband bills, and then it's for last year, for the heat and light and for the broadband, it was 10% for the heat and light and 30%. And then that's worked out at your 20% rate of tax. So you won't be in receipt of 640. But depending on the bills, you will receive an amount that, you know, will be evident in terms of your...
But your, what I was just going to say, really, Sinead, is that if you can persuade your employer to pay the 320... It'd be a lot simpler, wouldn't it? Because that 320 would not be taxed.
I suppose. But for some employers, Pat, that's not an option. So that's why we've looked at an alternative where people are incurring costs at home. And I suppose cognizant of the fact that, you know, this is something that's going to be with us for some time into the future, the minister increased it for 2022. So it's now 30% across both. So both your electricity and heating, and then your 30% of your broadband. So there has been an increase there for 2022. And I suppose just on that part, we introduced a new initiative in July to allow customers to claim credits for health expenses and nursing home expenses in real time. And that means that the customer gets the benefit in real time.
Yeah.
So the next time that they're paid, their employer will actually adjust their credits. So they'll see the money in their next pay, take-home pay. So we're going to extend that in 2022 for the working-from-home credit. So we'll say you get a monthly broadband bill. When you have your bill, you'll be able to go online, upload your receipt, and then make your claim. And then the next paycheck that you get, you will see an additional credit in there in your wages. So they'll actually get the benefit of it in real time.
Now, the wage subsidy that was paid to many people, how does a tax liability arise in that?
Okay, so the TWIS, the temporary wage subsidy that was paid in 2020, that wasn't taxed in what we will call real time. So for most people, they would have had a tax liability at the end of 2020. For anybody that was in receipt of, say, the likes of the PUP payment in 2021, that was taxed in exactly the same way as any other Department of Social Protection payment. So they won't have an additional tax bill arising from that for 2021. The people who had a tax liability in 2020, we have asked the customers to go on and look at their preliminary end-of-year statement, and that will show them what the liability is. And at that point, they have the opportunity to make a claim for any additional credits that they may be entitled to. So at that point, they can claim health expenses or the remote working relief or any other additional credits that they may be due. And that will reduce their liability in terms of that TWIS amount. Then the outstanding amount, they can opt to have that paid over the coming 4 years, but starting in 2022. So we will reduce their credits by an additional amount, depending on how much their liability is going forward for 4 years. So that's already in place, and certainly a lot of people have already opted for that option. They can, of course, go online and make an actual payment if they so desire, and that's available on the online portal on revenue.ie as well.
Now, Sinead, we have a number of similar queries. I'll read you a couple of them. Hi, Pat. I have two kids working from home for the last year. Can I claim this utility deduction for them? And another one, the utility bills are actually in my husband's name. Can I claim the relief for working from home? My husband is retired and therefore not in a position to claim the relief.
Yes, Pat. But it's the bill payer, so the person who has incurred the expense of the bill. So in some circumstances, there may be jointly assessed couples. So that would be a feature where somebody's maybe the bill payer, you know, in terms of the bills are in that person's name. So certainly that's not an issue. You know, that's
so in the case of the husband and wife who are probably jointly assessed anyway, no problem.
Yeah.
What about the two kids who are working away at home and the bills are paid by the parents?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it's the person has to be working from home that's incurred the expense, Pat. So the parents wouldn't be entitled to the claim at that point of time. It would be the children that would need to claim that on their tax return if they were paying or contributing to that broadband bill. So again, you would have circumstances maybe where people have a shared bill.
Yeah.
And that sometimes could happen within families where the children opt to pay for the broadband because maybe they're the main users of the broadband. So again, they're individual circumstances that the family would need to look at and make a decision. But you must have incurred the expense, Pat, in order
to... Their names would have to be on the bill before revenue would consider it. Like if you've got Josie Murphy, who's the parent, and John and Michelle are the children, and Josie's mm-hmm. paying the bills... Even though John mm-hmm. and Michelle are using
well,
the heat, the light, and the broadband,
the bills, then the children are not entitled to the credit. But if the children are contributing to the bills, then they would be entitled to claim whatever portion that they have expended on those bills, Pat. So again, you know, there are individual circumstances, and if they have, you know, inquiries around that, I'd suggest that they can drop us a line on my inquiries and we can look at that for them. But they must have incurred the expense in order to be able to claim the credit. So if mum is paying the bill and mum is not working, then mum isn't going to be able to claim that.
Okay, so it's probably too late to change the names on the utility bills and so on.
It doesn't need to be the name, Pat. They have to incur the expense.
Okay.
So
they have
instance,
to prove that they
name is on the bill.
Yeah, they have to be able to prove that
the children have actually paid it. Just
okay.
Say, for instance, then we decide we're going to, you know, ask them to provide evidence of that payment. They would need to be able to substantiate that part.
Now, this one, I was on the wage subsidy scheme last year. The statement of liability was over $1,000 owed to the revenue. I'm confused as when I was on the wage subsidy scheme, while still working full time, no changes, I was given my usually weekly net pay. I was still down the usual amount as if I was paying tax. So now I feel like I'm being asked to pay tax twice. I can't get clarification on where the rest of my wage went. That's interesting. So the employer was obviously enjoying the wage subsidy scheme. The guy was getting the same wages as before and paying the same tax as before, and now he's told he owes tax.
Yeah, but he wasn't actually being taxed on the temporary wage subsidy scheme amount. So again, there are different circumstances where employers may have opted to do, you know, a different setup or a different regime. But what I would suggest there is that individual would send us a my inquiry and we'll look at the situation.
Yeah.
You know, that has actually taken place on his or her actual employer submissions, where the employer will have advised us how much they've paid the person weekly or monthly or whatever frequency that they have. So again, there are individual circumstances, and certainly we can take a look at that for them, Pat. So if they do want to come back in with some details, Pat, and certainly your researcher can pass on the details to me, we can take a look at it. Or if they'd like to drop us a line on the My Inquiries on my account, we'll take a look at it for them.
Simple question, can you pay the property tax in the post office?
I think you can, Pat. I'm just not 100% on that. The payment methods for the property tax, just let me just check. I think you can, Pat, because most bills are payable in the post office.
Yeah.
So yes, I think you can.
Another one. I got a letter to complete a Form 12 for 2020, but what does that mean?
So that's basically an income tax return for 2020. So we're asking the individual to take a look at their preliminary end of year statement and then complete the income tax return. And it's very simple and straightforward online. If they log on, there are about six steps to completing the income tax return, where we just ask them to verify their various sources of income, add any additional sources of income that they might have had. So maybe they have been in receipt of dividends, or they might have had deposit interest, or, you know, some other form of income. Maybe they have rental income, and they can complete all of that information and submit that to us, and then that will confirm their position for 2020.
Another couple of quick questions. Why has Revenue dropped the paper Med 1 form? Not everyone has computer access. The option of paper correspondence should always be there.
Yeah, well, we are cognizant, Pat, that we do have non-e-enabled, customers, and that not everybody is able to avail or access or use the online services. So, you know, they can still correspond with Revenue by post or telephone. And, if they're not able to complete an income tax return, they can complete a paper version. Now, the Med 1 certainly isn't one that's readily available on our own revenue.ie, but they can get a copy of that if they need to from the citizens' information. They certainly have Med 1s, but it's a much quicker and easier process to do it online, Pat, and it's available even on somebody's smartphone, so they don't have to have a laptop or, you know, be set up at a computer. They can actually do it all on their smartphone, where they can upload their medical expense receipts and make the claim online.
I mean, that's
certainly
that
now with the real time.
It's very convenient, but as we say, not everyone is computer literate or
and
even smartphone literate.
We can assist customers if they're having difficulty in filing, you know, online, or if they're not able to access a particular form. Certainly, you know, again, we do have helpline numbers, Pat, where, you know, somebody can contact us, but the quickest and easiest way obviously is online. But certainly we know and we are cognizant that there are people who may not be able to access that. So I can give you the number, Pat, for the PAYE helpline as well. And they're operational at the moment from 9:30 to 1:30, Monday to Friday. And the number is 01-7383-636.
Okay.
Certainly get a staff member there to assist.
7383636 for PAYE, and the other one, the property tax one, is 626 at the end. So similar numbers.
626.
Sinead, thank you very much for joining us. That's Sinead Sweeney, who's a revenue spokesperson.